nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor. Christ Embassy, number 21, Atubahom Street, Avenor. Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe Opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Worship with us on Sundays, Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. and Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, our ability, our efficiency is of God, who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament. We have a sufficiency. We have the ability of God's Spirit at work in us because we have the light of God in us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
To this very powerful one, I want you to go back to look at it. Light is for something that you read earlier. I wonder if you noticed it. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. Have you seen it? Read it. One, two, go. So you see, the first part of it, we emphasized illumination. He says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. So light is for what? Signs and seasons. How powerful is this? You'd be amazed what God really tells us here. Did you know this is much more than about the sun and the moon and the stars? It's far beyond them. And come here and go to Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Read. Says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and wonders. And when you go over to the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 2, 13 and 14 verses, you find that Paul refers to this verse, letting us know he was talking about us. That we are for signs and wonders. That's powerful. We are for signs and wonders. So he says, let them be for signs and seasons. What does that mean? We'll come to that. Are you ready? You are going to shine ever so brightly, ever so brightly. There are different kinds of lights. Some are for illumination, some are for leadership, guidance, some are for empowerment, some are for signs and wonders. Signs and seasons. What's about to happen through the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, as the days get closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ, gross darkness will cover the earth. He says, thick darkness will cover the earth. He's talking about spiritual darkness. He says, but in the midst of this, your light will so shine. The darker the darkness, the more brightly you shine. Can you shout amen, somebody? Sit down for a second. We're entering into a new phase of the church's ministry in the earth like has never been known before. A dimension of the glory of God in the earth beyond what the church has known. And this is one of the reasons that the knowledge of God is increasing. By the prophet Daniel, he said, in the last times, the last days, he says, knowledge shall be increased. Not knowledge shall increase. You know, sometimes some people misquote it. There's a difference between knowledge shall increase and knowledge shall be increased. One is a result of the other. Knowledge shall increase because knowledge shall be increased. What God is saying is that he will increase the knowledge, the capacity of men to understand and comprehend. Knowledge shall be increased, and it shall be increased by revelation. The impartation of knowledge. The church is moving into a new dimension of the ministry of the gospel like has never been known before. And guess what? There is a release of mighty angels of God into the earth. This is a class of angels that have not been in the earth before. Are you hearing me? That have been released into the earth for the work they have to do because the time is short. And you're going to see signs and wonders like you never thought possible. Why? Because of the angelic manifestations and the angelic support that God's people are going to be receiving. Tell somebody, we are not alone. Remember, there was a time when things changed by the Spirit many, many years ago. Because the Lord had said through the prophet Joel, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And then the time came when it happened. But when it happened, the people didn't know. Peter had to tell them, as he was inspired, he had to tell them on the day of Pentecost, when the people received this outpouring of the Spirit, they didn't know what was going on. And Peter said to them, we are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He had to let them know because they didn't know. They thought these men were drunk. They didn't know. And even some of those who received the Holy Ghost who were with him probably didn't connect it to what had been said in the scripture until Peter spoke as he was inspired of God. And he said, in the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. He says, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Lights. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188-834-34 or +234 802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
the troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor. Christ Embassy, number 21, Etubahome Street, Avenor. Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe Opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Worship with us on Sundays, Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. and Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are moving closer and closer to the coming, the soon coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. If you never thought he would come again, you're deceiving yourself, because he is coming again. He said, I will come. And the interesting thing about the coming of the Lord Jesus is that we are not even preparing for the coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can I explain that to you in a way that you can easily catch? We are not preparing for the second coming of Christ, because according to the Bible, something will happen before the second coming. And that is the one we are preparing for. Because according to the Bible, we are supposed to come with him during that second coming. Come on here, are you still there? The Bible says, at the last trump, it says the dead in Christ, by the voice of the archangel, shall rise first. Uh-oh. I thought you said Jesus is coming. Hold on. And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. Caught up means rapture. Caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And then it says, from then on, we're hanging out with the Lord. Glory to God. From then on, we're hanging out with him. And then we'll come back. The Bible says the Lord cometh with tens of thousands of his saints. That was spoken by the prophet Enoch. He comes with tens of thousands of his saints. The Bible says he comes and the stars with him. Who are the stars? Us. And then it says the whole earth will mourn because of him, because they have 24 hours to see him descending. The Bible says every eye shall see him. How won't they see him? 24 hours. This whole earth is revolving while the master is coming. It says the sun will not give its light. The moon will turn blood red as Jesus shows up with us. Descending. Lanto Karabasaya. Oh, that's another day's talk. You still there? But get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Would you turn very quickly to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. Read, 1, 2, go. Ye are the children of light. Uh-oh. Some of you are the children of light. Some light-skinned Christians are children of light. What does it say? Ye are all the children of light. He's talking to Christians. If you're not born again, talking to you. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. Oh, I love this. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Look at it. It's telling us, therefore, let us not sleep as others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep. You see, Pastor, that's what he says. They that sleep, sleep in the night. But watch. He says, we are not of the night. We are of the day. Look at it. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. It says, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Okay. But we are children of what? Light. If you are a child of a dog, you are a dog. No doubt. If you are the child of a chicken, you are a chicken. Right? If you are the child of light, what are you? All right? Just in case you think we're just adding two and two to make four. No, we're not adding. We're saying exactly what the word says. Ephesians chapter 5. Are you there? All right, let's read. Verse 8. Read for me. One, two, go. Now are you what? Because it says what? You are children of light. Read from the NIV. Because of that, sometimes, I know King James language can be a little problematic. Read, one, two, go. You were once darkness. Before you were born again, you were darkness. Isn't it interesting? He didn't say you were in the darkness. He says you were darkness. Now, I want you to understand God's language and his perception of us. He says you were once darkness, but now you are light. Like Jesus, I am the light of the world. Now he says you are light. So he says, walk, live as children of light, illuminating. Did you hear what I just said? You are what? Illuminating, leading, empowering, and then for signs and seasons. I'll explain that to you. What does it mean that you're for signs and seasons? Oh dear. All right, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Let's read verse 5. When you enter, all right, let's read the King James then. And into whatsoever house ye enter, oh, look how Jesus guides. He even tells them what to say and how to say it. He says, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. What does that mean? You are bringing to that house a season of peace. Where there have been trouble, where there have been crisis, when you say peace, it means you are bringing a new season. I bring you a season of peace in your life. You may have been troubled in your life. You may have been in darkness, crying, having tears and pain. But I bring you a new season in your life. He says, first say, peace. Peace be unto this house. I bring you a season of peace. Oh, Mantoka Rabasaya. We are for signs and seasons. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart,
I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Avenor, number 21, Otubahum Street, Avenor, Christ Embassy Golf House Enclave, Shashe, opposite Food and Drugs Authority. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call 0244-211-623 or 024-368-0625. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This message is titled Lights.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.